So, thanks for everybody that's here. This is the March 6th Judiciary and Law Enforcement Committee. We call the meeting to order, so let's start with roll call. First, we do have a couple people that are out for excused. Jeff, Mark, and John are both out. And both youth and government are out as well, so Alyssa.
Brian Basham?
Here.
Zach Rodriguez?
Here.
Laura Belsky?
Here.
Mark Nordigan excused. Aaron Decker?
Here.
John Franco excused. Jeff Lambold?
Here.
Youth and Governance, Michael Babu excused. Youth and Governance, Angelina Lagunas excused.
So, thank you very much. So we'll move on to citizen comments. Is there any citizen that wishes to speak? Any citizen wish to speak? Joe?
I'm good.
Any citizen wish to speak? All right, seeing none, citizen comments are closed. Supervisor comments?
Is this our last meeting?
Could be, but that's the discussion we were just having. So technically, next month's meeting would fall on the election, so I'm sure the board will push, and that will push us. We don't have anything coming that I'm aware of at the moment, so unless something comes, I don't expect to have a meeting, but Cap Click Hammer has several items that are going to come up close, Country Thunder being one, so if we have to, maybe.
Well, Jeff, enjoy retirement.
Thank you.
And I hope the other four of us are here for 2 more years.
I'll still be around. We're doing the human trafficking.
Yes, we have to do that.
Okay, so supervisor comments closed. Chairman comments, we just kind of had the discussion, so this could potentially be the last of this group, and then we'll see what adjourns after that and go forward from there. So do we have a motion on the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Supervisor Decker, seconded by Supervisor Rodriguez. Any discussion? And how do we vote?
Aye.
In favor, aye. Anyone against? Minutes are passed. Item 7, resolution to approve the appointment of James Poltruck, and James is here, to serve as a member of local emergency planning.
All right, good evening, Mr. Chair, ladies and gentlemen. Captain Tony Gonzalez with the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department here on behalf of the Director of Emergency Management, Sergeant Chris Hanna, who's unable to be here today. Before you're going to see two resolutions, the first is to approve the appointment of Mr. James Poltruck to serve as a member of the Local Emergency Planning Committee under Group 2 Hospitals, beginning immediately upon the confirmation from the County Board and continuing until the 30th day of April of 2027, or until a successor is appointed by the County Executive and confirmed by the Kenosha County Board of Supervisors. Mr. Poltruck is a new appointee and will serve without pay.
Thank you. Mr. Poltruck, would you like to say anything?
Good evening, I'm Jim Poltruck. I am the currently the Emergency Medical Services and Emergency Preparedness Coordinator at Aurora Hospital. Been there for a little bit over a year, but spent the majority of my professional career on the Kenosha Fire Department. I retired as the Division Chief of Emergency Medical Services today. So quite a bit of experience in public safety and emergency preparedness, emergency management, and look forward to using that experience in this new role.
Thank you. Do we have a motion?
Motion to approve. Second.
Motion and seconded. Any discussion? Questions? Mm-hmm. Going to be a speedy night. All right, then. Committee, how do we vote?
Aye.
Ayes? Any nays? Resolution passes, so welcome to volunteer.
Welcome, Jim.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Glad to have you aboard.
All right, the next resolution, seeking the approval of Joseph Patente to serve as a member of the Local Emergency Planning Committee under Group 3, Social Media Representative, beginning immediately upon confirmation of the County Board and continuing until the first day of May of 2027, or until a successor is appointed by the County Executive and confirmed by the Kenosha County Board of Supervisors. Mr. Patente will serve without pay and will be succeeding himself.
It's a reappointment. Joe, would you like to say anything on your behalf?
Just that I've been
pleased to serve on this committee since 2021, and be happy to continue in that role.
Thank you.
Motion to approve.
Sorry. Questions are going to be difficult tonight, so motion is seconded. Any discussion? Okay. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Nays? Motion carries.
Welcome, Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Item 9 is a resolution to approve a regular cabaret license for BB's Pub, and the owners of BB's are here, I believe. Captain Klinkhammer.
All right, good evening. Eric Klinkhammer from the Sheriff's Department. I'm here with a resolution to approve the regular cabaret license for BB's Pub. As you can see on the the resolution, there are three calls for service, and as explained, only one call resulted in even a police report, and there was no enforcement action taken within the facility itself. So,
all just on the property?
I believe so. Since the temporary was done, there was one drug call on January 1st, and that was an anonymous tip that somebody was using drugs inside the bar.
Because that would be important if, depending on who's selling,
yeah,
or,
exactly.
Right? So,
yeah.
As long as it's not the owners, right?
It was unfounded, but there was a report. The other two was a fight that I believe did not involve the tavern itself, but somehow made its way into the parking lot.
Okay.
And then there was another fight. So, but I don't believe that these fights actually had anything to do with the tavern itself.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and seconded. Discussion? I would like to make a quick comment. Christine, you've been here before?
No.
Never made it to the second floor.
They've been on the first floor.
Yes.
That's where they take them. So,
they take your money down there.
But we appreciate you being here this evening to answer any questions. It seems pretty straightforward, so.
Yeah, we had a PJ company, and we fired them, ironically, right before the July or January 1st incident of the drug call. It was an anonymous call, probably came from them, a scorned DJ. We didn't realize there was so much politics in the DJ business, and that's the reason for that.
Swatting call.
Yeah, it was just a retaliation, and it was after that it was all over.
Thank you. So to the committee, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any against? Motion carries unanimously, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Next is a resolution to approve another regular cabaret license, Premier Wine and Spirits, Geneva Road, and Captain Klinkhammer again.
Okay, this is a resolution to approve the cabaret license for Premier Wine and Spirits. As you can see on the call list, since 2018, there's very few calls there. A lot of the calls involve Highway 50, because it's right on Highway 50. So there was a med call. Again, this is all in 22. Since they've had their temporary, we've had nothing. So I will.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion and a second. And you're saying yes, you support it.
Yes, I support it.
Well, didn't they just open?
Yeah.
Like all these calls from 18 and 20 and 22 wouldn't have even been underneath
that,
them.
That's
so.
Just an example that the bar was closed.
Right.
And there were still calls in
there. Okay, okay, I'm like,
because
they
of
weren't
Highway
open. 50. Why are these calls not even on here?
Yeah.
So, okay.
Because it's associated with the address, I put them in there.
Okay.
But they're not associated with the business.
Just being thorough.
Yeah.
Thorough guy.
Most recently, we added the outside cigar bar or something, correct? Yeah. So you've been here before. Anything that you'd like to add to it, or?
No, I think you guys summed it up pretty well.
Thank you so much. So we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any against? Motion carries unanimously. Congratulations. Wasn't that quick?
Thank you.
Next up, resolution regarding civil process fees.
So this is a resolution regarding raising civil process fees. From the research I was able to do and the letter that's posted in our civil process lobby, the last time the fees went up was 2010. It's 14 years.
Okay.
Wages, fuel, the cost of processing has gone up. So our process deputies suggested this about a year ago. Our fees are lower than the other counties in Wisconsin. So we're requesting what I consider a modest increase for paper service from 40 to 60. Typically, most counties are charging 60. Some counties are charging $75. There's a few that are lower, but most of the counties are right in line with that $60 to $75 range. So that would be for paper service. And then there is a standby time for writs of replevin, writs of restitution, and writs of assistance. And that's currently at $35.60 an hour. That will go up to $38.40.
Almost $3 increase.
Yes. So we're not asking for a huge increase. It's a modest increase in my opinion, and based on the fact that these fees haven't been increased in 14 years, and we all know how much more things cost, I don't think it's out of line.
Not to be difficult, do you know what the annual revenue is currently?
From process? I do not.
Okay.
Is there any pushback from the like landlords?
I haven't heard any. I don't know that it's been circulated.
That would have been the next question.
Yeah.
it's
$20. $20 per, it's $3 for standby per hour. Mm. And it's a $20 fee for process. So.
It's pretty cheap.
It is pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Does it cover your costs?
Based on if you look at what our wage scale is with benefits and everything, no, it's half of what our wage scale is. I think our mid-range wage per hour is right around $38.40. But what we charge somebody if they were to contract with us for a deputy is right about $70 an hour.
So Joe is one that pushed for this, Joel is Deisman?
Yeah, he said our process fees are out of line with everyone else. And he's the king of process.
I know he is.
He knows a lot about it, and he presents at the state civil process conference, I guess it is. So he was pushing for this for a year when I became a captain, and it's finally here.
There's any commentary on why we didn't change in 10 years plus?
I think it's just there's a lot going on. This was not on my priority list either. So throughout the year, you get hit with a lot in this position. So, you know, maybe it's something that we should review every couple of years based on our wages. But in reality, if you look at if we go to 60, we're right in where everybody else is. Unless something extreme happens, I think we're good at 60.
So motion to approve then.
Second.
Who wants to second? Supervisor Decker seconded. Any other questions, discussion?
I would just ask the record reflect that I'm going to abstain from this vote.
Okay.
You don't like paying those fees?
No, I I'm a competitor for the sheriff's department. For this.
So we still have four voting, which is a quorum. So committee, how do we vote? Ayes?
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? And one abstention. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And our last item on is moved to us last night. So a resolution to approve 2023 grant award, Homeland Security. This is emergency management and bomb tech response.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Sergeant Colin Coltrip, bomb squad commander. And before you is a resolution for a $15,000 alert fund for our yearly fund for the bomb squad. And what we'll be using it for is safety equipment and protective gear. So what it does is they'll increase the revenue and increase expenditures by $15,000, but no money will be expended from the general fund.
This is an annualized, correct?
Correct.
Motion to approve.
Second.
We have a motion by Supervisor Decker, seconded by Supervisor Preece. And any discussion or questions? Easy night. All right. So, seeing none, committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
So thank you very much. And I believe that brings us to any other business allowed by law. Any other business?
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
How's the response been for our announcement of the fundraising?
It'll be nice when it's finally over for me. It's been a lot. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of fundraise for the K-9.
Awesome.
It's just been crazy every single day coming into the office, whether it's phone calls, emails, media. It's going to be insane.
That's a good
insight. For a good thing, yeah.
Yeah.
So did you order the second round of dogs yet? Or?
We did. So K-9 Fritz is on his way.
I want Riggs, though. Two Fritz, I don't care.
Okay. Do you see any for sale on eBay?
Not yet. Well, there shouldn't be because they're still all locked in my office.
Not all.
You seen some on eBay?
No, I haven't seen any on eBay.
The sheriff brings it around everywhere he goes.
Oh, yeah. He has my key, so he can.
He's got a traveling dog.
It's like probably on his dash, yeah. Like he has a K-9 or something.
Okay. No, he can't. Anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and seconded. Committee?
Aye.
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 Nays? Motion to adjourn. We're adjourned.